National Public Radio presents a production of the Hollywood Theater of the Year, 2000X. A radio series devoted to stories of the next millennia. Now, here is your host, the award-winning writer and critic, Harlan Ellison.
There are only, in all of literary greatness, there are only five characters who are universally recognized. Only five, known to every man, woman, and child on the planet. The urchin in Irkutsk may never have heard of Hamlet. The peon in Pernambuco may not know who Raskolnikov is. The widow in Jakarta may stare blankly at the mention of Don Quixote or Micawber or Jay Gatsby. But every man, every woman, and every child on the planet, no matter where they are, knows Mickey Mouse, Sherlock Holmes, Robin Hood, Superman, and Tarzan. Tarzan, the great legendary ape-man of the jungle created by Edgar Rice Burroughs, so famous that an entire town in the San Fernando Valley near Los Angeles was named for him. And yet, the U.S. Post Office, with all of its wisdom, issuing stamps with smiley faces and stamps for the Pittsburgh Steelers and for cell phones and for cable television, have never produced a stamp for either L. Frank Baum, who created the wonderful, universally acclaimed Oz stories, or for Edgar Rice Burroughs, one of the great creators of popular fiction from America. I enlist your aid in my crusade to get the post office off its duff and send them letters, thousands of letters, millions of letters, send them faxes, telegrams, send them carrier pigeons, send them small rodents with the message attached to their backs, and say, come on already, we've had a Willa Cather stamp, we've had an Ayn Rand stamp, we've had a Eugene O'Neill stamp, now let's have an Edgar Rice Burroughs stamp. And to get you in the mood to do that, we now bring you Edgar Rice Burroughs, The Moon Maid. Now, Mr. Edgar Rice Burroughs wrote this novel from a true account, but he embellished and romanticized it. 2000X is now going to present what really happened.
Well, Mr. Julian, all the lifeboats are launched. There aren't enough for all of us. It looks like we're stuck here aboard the Titanic.
I guess so. Look, Burroughs, you doing anything right now?
Aside from sinking, not much action.
Good. Look, you're a writer.
I know.
I have a story to tell you, a true story. If somehow you survive, I want you to write it up.
I write fiction.
That's okay. Nobody will believe this anyway.
Well, in that case, go ahead.
I came here from the future.
Did you now?
Yes. I thought I could save the Titanic.
Miscalculated, did you?
It's so cold. I wasn't counting on the cold. If I had dressed for the cold...
Sure. Okay. So, what's the story?
My most exciting exploit. See, if you write this up and it becomes a classic, then maybe 100 years or so from now, I'll read it. And this conversation will be in it, see? And that way, I'll find out about my dying aboard the Titanic and either avoid the trip or take a heavier coat.
I see.
You can keep all the royalties, you and your heirs.
Generous of you.
Where was I?
Well, you hadn't started yet.
Ah. There will come a time, Mr. Burroughs, when we will make radio contact with intelligent life on Mars.
I know. I've already written about it.
It wasn't too intelligent, so we thought we'd send a delegation to open up trade negotiations.
You were going to clean up?
That was the general idea. Well, I was, that is, I am going to be the commander of the first American voyage to the Red Planet.
January 26th, 2026, 4 days into the first Mars voyage. Commander Julian Five of the USS Barsoom reporting. Right now we're passing the moon at a distance of approximately 20,000 miles. It looks big. I'm afraid our mission has encountered a potential snag. While intoxicated by stolen liquor, Lieutenant Commander Orthis has destroyed our auxiliary engine and opened the exterior intake valve lunar eighth ray buoyancy tank. The ship is descending rapidly. We'll keep you informed.
My God! Sir, Orthis also smashed the radio.
Oh, that's what those dents are.
We can neither send nor receive.
Are you sure? I was just talking to Earth.
Was Earth talking back?
Hello, Mom? Mom? Mommy? I guess not.
Commander, our descent is accelerating.
How soon till we hit the moon's surface, Lieutenant West?
1 hour, sir. Possibly less.
Let's have a word with our prisoner. Orthis, report to the bridge immediately.
Sir, the radio is dead, remember?
Oh, right, right. My goof. My goof. Orthis, come in here.
Sir, shouldn't we try to avoid crashing?
This is a disciplinary matter. So, Mr. Orthis, not only have you destroyed our engines, but you have cut us off from our comrades on the Earth.
You arrogant bastard! All my life you've stolen from me, benefited from my stellar reputation, snatched the fruits of my efforts from the branches of the trees, of the orchards, of my intelligence.
Metaphors will get you nowhere, Orthis.
You will never get to Mars. I built this ship, and no one knows better than I how to blow it out of the sky. And yet you dare order me about like a dog. Inferior. I, whose brains have made you what you are.
Tell us how to get the ship back on course, or so help me, I'll...
What? What? You what? Kill me? I'm already dead. So are you. We all are.
Commander, I've tried everything, sir. Diverting our course, reversing the engines, even the air brakes.
What about a slingshot maneuver?
You mean where we speed up until we ricochet off the moon's atmosphere?
Exactly. But it can't be done.
Well, there's always a first time, Mr. West.
The moon has no atmosphere. It can't be done.
And how long before you were planning to tell me that, Lieutenant?
Beg pardon, sir.
Gee, with I know, but... Can we land?
Land, sir? On the moon?
Mr. Norton set a course for the lowest, flattest plane possible.
It's all pointy rocks.
Nothing can stop this ship. Nothing. Make your peace with God now, gentlemen.
Lock Mr. Orthis up, Norton. That's how I got into this mess.
Yes, sir.
Commander, at this rapid rate of descent, our only hope is to punch through a hole in the moon and maybe make it out the other side alive.
But that's madness.
So is set a course for the lowest, flattest plane possible, dummy.
Can we veer around the moon?
We're too close.
Well, are there any holes?
I was being sarcastic.
Glad you're able to keep up your sense of humor, West. Now, find me a hole.
Have you picked a particularly perfect place to puncture?
Negative, not nearly.
Please procure us appointed piers, or perhaps purchase precariously on a precipice. I'd be keen to pay the probably pretty pricey penalty for imprecision.
Are you aware we're all allowing unchecked alliteration and unadulterated influence over our oral articulation?
Oh, you betcha.
Well, then why would we?
Very vast velocity.
At super speed, certain someone struggled uselessly to say sensible sentences sound silly sounds.
Commander, we're quickly coming to a cavernous but completely concealed cavity or crater.
Steer skillfully.
Entering enormous indentation.
Powerful. Pressure.
Are we dead?
It's too soon to tell.
Well, how will we know when we're dead?
I'll know.
But how?
My hemorrhoids will stop aching.
Commander, look!
Where is that strange light coming from?
From everywhere. The leaves, vegetation, even the mountains.
What mountains?
Out that way, over the river.
What river?
And through the woods.
Woods?
Across the field.
Did he just say vegetation?
I did, sir.
Are we still moving?
Yes, but very slowly. The atmosphere must have slowed us down.
What? Atmosphere?
It seems there is one, after all. Inside the moon.
We're inside the moon?
Yes, sir.
And there's light and atmosphere and a field and a river and woods and vegetation inside the moon?
Yes.
I'm a reasonable man, Mr. West.
Yes, sir.
Are you sticking to that story?
With all due respect, sir, look outside.
My negligee. It's all true. Mountains, trees. But why is everything purple?
It's the moon, sir.
No green cheese?
This is the most amazing thing I've ever seen, sir.
Just remember, it was all my idea. Mr. West! Land us in that field over yonder.
Just missed it, sir.
Any wide plains? Gentle valleys? Rolling hills?
I could do a fjord.
Aren't those wet?
We should float.
Very well. Brace for impact.
Somebody, get me that stick man.
Quiet, you! I'm still deciding your fate.
Touchdown in 5 seconds, sir. 5, 4, 3. Oops, my mistake, sir. Oh, ooh.
Everyone in one piece?
Yeah. Arm is stretched around the back of my neck.
Well, great. Let's investigate. We don't know what it's like out there, so hats and gloves.
Sir, shouldn't we first test atmospheric conditions?
God gave you a set of lungs, soldier.
Well, I'm only suggesting that the computer could analyze the atmosphere for us, so no one would have to risk his life.
You took an oath to risk your life, man.
Yes.
Most warriors would jump at any chance to prove their valor.
Just send him outside!
Can't we sedate him?
It wouldn't do any good!
Oh, fine. You wimps! Computer.
Computer ready.
Analyze the atmosphere outside this ship.
Somewhat tense and suspicious. Not a good time to crack any green cheese jokes.
Yeah, okay, I mean, can we breathe it?
Affirmative.
Can we breathe it safely?
Is anything safe in this crazy world?
We're in the moon.
Affirmative.
Will breathing the air outside the ship poison us in some way?
Insufficient data.
Could you sample the air and calculate its chemical composition?
Affirmative.
Well?
Now what?
Could you sample the air and calculate its chemical composition?
Affirmative. Again?
Computer, the ensign is giving you an order.
Negative. Mr. Norton asked a question which was answered.
Told you we should just walk outside and breathe.
Computer.
Computer ready.
Analyze a sample of the atmosphere outside this ship.
Executing.
Well?
Somewhat tense and suspicious.
I'm going out there.
Captain, wait! He collapsed!
He's dead! Poison! Shut the door, quick! Woo! That was close. How do you feel?
I still need an air stick back.
Not you, vile scum!
I feel okay, sir.
Computer?
Computer ready.
Take a message?
Ready?
To the parents and our next of kin of Commander Julian of the USS Barsoom. Your son, husband, nephew, father, uncle, brother, owner, boyfriend, as appropriate, has given his life in the service of...
Someone's knocking, Lieutenant.
In a moment! In the service of...
Go away! Come back later!
In the service of his country, nay, his entire planet, as he's hopelessly...
Not by the hair of my chilly chin chin.
I think it's the commander, Mr. West.
Nonsense. It's foul trickery. These moon creatures are a particularly devious sort, aren't they? Computer, you still there?
Ready.
What have we got so far?
So far what?
I really do think it's the commander, sir.
The commander said that. I'm in charge now. Me. Now, what do you mean, so far what?
Awaiting instructions.
I just dictated half a letter.
He just told me to go away.
Oh, no, I was talking to the commander.
I'm the commander.
There is someone knocking on the ship's outer portal.
Identify.
Disregard that. It's an intruder.
The person has been identified as a Commander Julian of the USS Barsoom.
This USS Barsoom?
Affirmative.
There might be more than one.
Subject is complaining of injuries sustained while falling into the fjord.
Can we look like a hospital?
I really think it's the commander.
I'm all right. Just a few scratches.
Commander! Oh, we were worried sick.
No, you weren't. You wanted to leave him out there.
That's because Mr. West knows any decent soldier would be the better for such a test. Isn't that right, Lieutenant?
Yes. How did you get back in here, Commander?
I keep a spare key under the mat. So, who's ready to do some lunar exploration?
I am!
Orthus is getting away! Stop him!
Why? We don't like him.
But...
what's he gonna do? Conquer the moon?
I thought you secured him to the bulkhead, Norton.
Well, I tried. He almost bit me.
Hey, listen, could someone get me a Band-Aid? I really cut out my knee.
Here you are, sir.
Oh, thank you, Ensign.
Wow! Sir, I'm a little concerned that Mr. Orthus is running loose out there somewhere, Commander.
On Earth, that would be a problem, but in the moon, there's nobody here. What harm could he do, you see? Ah, good as new. Now, for the explorer.
Are you sure the air out there isn't poisonous?
Poisonous? Of course it is. Life itself is poisonous. But avoiding death won't keep you alive, men. This very second, there's a gigantic hostile world all around us, waiting to pounce. We could be eaten alive the second we step out there. We could die on our next breath.
I'm all tingly.
You make it sound so inviting, sir.
Absolutely! Gloria's always inviting.
You go die gloriously, and we'll muddle through here somehow.
I'll go with you, Commander.
No, Ensign, you should stay and help me repair the ship. I need somebody to boss around. Oh, I may need your expertise.
Very well. I'll be back for you two as soon as I can.
Perfect. Have fun.
And if you fix the ship, you'll come looking for me?
Absolutely.
You promise?
Mm-hmm. With sugar scoops. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Off you go. Mm-hmm.
Farewell, men.
All right, Norton. Mm. Put on these manacles.
Dear.
January 29th, 2026. Commander Julian of the USS Barzum reporting. I've been walking for 3 days through dense lunar vegetation. It's amazing. I'm actually on the inside surface of the gigantic hollow shell that is the moon. For countless centuries, mankind has stared at it, never suspecting the secrets locked within. Luckily, food and water are plentiful, and I can travel lightly because the moon's gravity is only 1/6 that of the Earth. Since there's no sun, it never gets dark, so safety doesn't seem to be an issue. No sign of a hotel yet. Good heavens, I am now face to face with a living moon creature. Okay, correction. Two creatures. What? Okay, one more. No, many creatures. They're half man, half horse. And they're pretty darn ugly. Oof! And look, foul breath. Ow! They have spears. There, perhaps they're trying to communicate. Adjusting my universal translator.
I will not buy this record. It is scratched.
Huh. Translator seems to be experiencing some trouble.
I don't think we should break up, but some time apart might help.
Trying a different frequency.
You stranger here, you bad. You come. We eat you after slow roast over open fire.
Okay, that sounds about right. Now, what can I do for you, gentlemen?
Why you sound so primitive?
Oh, it must work both ways. One second, as I refine the signal.
My dear young lad, I'm dreadfully sorry to importune on such a lovely afternoon as this, but I must trouble you to please accompany my cohorts and me, as it is our express desire and intention to dine on your entrails this fine evening after a light salad of mixed purples.
Well, that sounds delightful.
It doesn't it, though?
You're saying I'm invited?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Indeed, the ultimate success of the event depends completely on your presence.
Well, I'm honored.
We're so glad, aren't we, gentlemen?
Now, shall I run alongside, or will you want me out ahead so you can poke me with your spears?
Actually, we were all looking forward to tossing a net over you and dragging you behind us, as if you're gay.
Yes, of course, certainly. Would you wait just 1 minute?
I say, the fellow's bolted. Hardly sporting, what? Shall we after him? Hurry ho!
My good man, wait. Sir!
This is our little village. It isn't much, but we call it home.
Owie! I swear I did not realize you wanted me to stop. Now, please. Please, don't poke me again.
Oh, dash it all, man. If our intention was to consume your entrails, one would naturally assume that...
Only if one were a native and familiar with local customs. But if one were an Earthman and one just arrived, one wouldn't necessarily assume one's entrails were seriously on the menu, would one?
One would be a lamb and hold still while I'll tie this around one's neck.
Breathe.
Don't die yet.
That's better. Wait a minute. How do you know what a lamb is?
They're everywhere.
Lambs? In the moon?
One is nibbling at your knee right now.
What? Ow, ow, ow. That looks like a cross between a pig and a dromedary.
Oh, no. I've never seen a pig without wings. In fact, you might step to the side as soon as it's convenient. There is a pig perched in the tree right above your head.
Some of your words aren't coming through correctly here. I think they guaranteed this universal translator to work throughout the galaxy.
What a darling little trinket.
No. Could you repeat that, please?
Oh, get that thing out of my face.
Ah, good. This must be the right setting.
All right, into the tent, you putrid little cesspool dweller.
You see, the genius of this device is that it manages to maintain the sheer poetry of your language.
Yeah.
Orthus! Julian! What are you doing here?
He's our king.
Who is?
Mighty Royal Holy One.
That's you, Orthus?
That's me.
They didn't like the name Orthus?
It didn't translate well.
What are you going to do with me?
You are going to run my royal brewery. Can you believe there's no booze anywhere on the moon?
What about green cheese?
You should cut the levity. Mm. After all, I hold your very life in my grasp.
Why don't you just kill me?
I need someone to taste my beer.
You do know these people plan to eat me for dinner tonight.
Kabago, is he telling the truth?
Fire's almost ready.
No, you cannot. He is like me.
Oh? Is his flesh poison, too?
Not only is it poison, it tastes awful.
Nuts.
Is there anyone else on the menu?
Just some girl we found.
A girl?
Two legs like you.
Well.
Is she poisoned, too?
I don't know. Bring her in. I'll check her out for you.
Interesting. The prospect of a preprandial tryst looms before me. Her being the entree eliminates the muss and fuss of long-term relationships. Delightful.
Now, but careful. Remember Carter, who caught Venusian VD from Queen Vulva of Venus?
Perhaps our little moon mate is a pristine virgin.
Do they exist on the moon?
They must exist somewhere.
That's true.
Besides, she wouldn't dare give me the disease. I'm the king.
Orthus, how did you manage to become king in 3 days?
They've just eaten the last one.
Eaten? Does king mean the same thing to them as it does to us?
Hey, here's the girl. Now hurry up and get back to your sweeping.
Oh, that's what king means. My God, this girl looks human.
And underdressed.
Rather rich-looking accessories.
Yeah, but no outfit.
Groupie, snap quick whimsy, free trousers, bag orange, petty bump squeak.
Ooh, she's really hot.
Contemporary pink quibbles.
But she doesn't make much sense.
Dance as the Undertaker, hip-deep snuggle puppy.
I better adjust my translator.
Don't point that thing at me. Where are your manners?
Oh, there we go.
I am Nahila, Princess of Levy.
Wow, a princess.
Wow? How dare you say wow in my presence?
Ow! Hey, wow means I'm very impressed.
I see. Yeah. Where do you come from, very impressed?
No, you impress me.
Very well, you impress me. Where do you come from?
Earth.
I do not know of it.
Well, it is outside of the moon.
More insults.
I think maybe just a slight adjustment.
Good idea. The Earth is outside of the moon, in the ether.
Oh, thank you. How sweet.
Sweet?
Oh, I think you're in the ether, too.
Of course, this translator thing is just worthless.
Of course, I, with my superior intelligence, can master any language in minutes.
Swine.
This one, on the other hand, is not in the ether.
She doesn't like you, Orthus. You're not in the ether.
Yeah, but I'm still in charge.
Wait a minute. They're going to eat her for dinner.
Actually, that was my plan.
We can't. She's a princess. We've got to get her back to Lathy, wherever that is.
May I remind you that they have spears?
Tell them her flesh is poison, too.
No. We overuse that, they'll catch on.
We have got to get her out of here.
Nahila, do they have beer in Lathy?
Beer?
Wine, booze, alcohol.
Orthus, you're scaring her.
Oh, you mean do we ever get snockered?
Such an ugly expression.
How about blasted, tweaked, wasted, hammered, toasted, blitzed, three sheets to the wind, soused, twisted, tanked, obliterated?
Okay, I take it that you have the means.
To us, it's an art form.
I shall create a diversion. With you.
Guards!
Do you really have alcohol?
Never heard of it, but he's my only hope.
Oh.
My only hope besides you, of course.
How do you know all those words for alcohol?
I don't. I just kept saying the same thing over and over, and your translator did that.
Get ready to make a break for it.
Great. Orthus, did you create a diversion?
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, now we can relax a bit.
No. We're the diversion.
Oh, my God.
No, they're everywhere. Oh, we're surrounded.
Hand me your translator.
Here you are, princess.
I adjust it here?
By turning that knob, yes.
Okay. Whatever I say, just go along with it.
Absolutely.
Who put her in charge?
They're coming in.
Hey, there's no birthday party for me in here.
That was your diversion?
That's the best I could do on short notice.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Is this thing on?
How come you know the sacred words of our people?
What a great audience. Give yourselves a hand.
Again, you speak the secret ritual.
Now, don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses. They're doing a fantastic job, aren't they?
Oh, mercy, we beg of you.
My goodness, these horse people are all down on their knees.
Follow me. Thanks, you've been fantastic, all of you. I'm Nahila, Princess of Levy, and I'll be here all week. Good night. Hun.
Wait, goddess, don't leave us without some parting words of wisdom.
Drive carefully when you pull out of the parking lot.
Wait. Slow down. Oh, I need to take a breath.
We haven't much time. Remember that we're being chased by horse people. That is, people who can run as fast as horses. What are horses?
I wonder when they'll figure out what happened.
Oh, I think they just figured it out.
What, is it going to rain or something?
We must find shelter.
It's only water.
Quickly, we are in grave danger.
Why? Does it rain something other than rain here, like eggs or green cheese?
Storm winds on the moon have been known to pluck people where they stand and carry them great distances. Uh-oh.
And then redeposit them gently a few miles away? Yes?
No.
Oh.
The wind! It picked up the commander! It's carrying him 100 feet into the air!
Hold you!
Flipping him around like a rag doll! Listen! I can hear his very bones twist and bend! Oh, my God! Howdy for mercy!
That's the sound you hear right before! It drops them.
I can't get my breath.
The wind is picking up.
Quick, inside this cave.
This cave is full of large, furry animals with claws.
There's no other choice. What happened to you impressed me could easily happen to me or you.
Princess, you heard me say claws, didn't you?
I did.
Oh, he's alive. Orthus, help me drag you impressed me inside the cave.
Am I the only one who has a problem with this?
No, I have a problem with it, too.
Thing in here.
It's a cave, stupid.
What was that?
One of the large, hairy, foul-breathed bear-like creatures that inhabit this cave.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
I hear voices. Can't make out what they're saying.
How come he makes sentences with no subject?
Couldn't tell you.
You do it, too.
Princess? Listen, it's so dark in here. Who is that with you?
Good question. Who is that with me?
Well, I'm one of those large, foul-breathed, bear-like creatures.
It's not that foul. Really?
I'm called Gap.
Gap? Gap? It's me, Nahila.
Oh, Princess!
Oh, my gosh!
It's you! Long time no see, baby.
You're doing it, too.
Doing what?
Making sentences with no subject.
Yeah, but I'm only a bear.
A princess, do you know this creature?
Gentlemen?
We grew up together.
Well, the entire kingdom's been out looking for you, baby, huh?
Yeah, well, they're not looking very hard. I nearly got eaten, you know?
Whoa, tragic.
Uh-huh.
Did these valiant creatures save you?
Well...
Yeah, we did get the ground.
They had every intention of saving me.
Oh, but they couldn't manage it.
Well...
What about my translator?
Yes, this one has a device that I use to craft our escape.
Our escape?
Mm-hmm.
They were prisoners, too?
Sort of.
Yeah, I had my own tent.
So, Princess, you saved them.
Sort of.
It was a team effort, all right? Do you think those horse people will find us in here? This cave isn't exactly...
Ungrateful creatures, aren't they?
Well, this one said I was in the ether.
It may have only meant that he thinks you're an airhead, baby. I mean... You want me to tear him limb from limb?
No, it was a compliment, really.
Look, can you take us to the booze?
To the what?
I'll explain later, Gap.
Orthus is a bit of a storm raging. Princess, what exactly is going on between you and this bear person?
We had a thing once, but it just hurt too much.
The heartbreak?
The claws.
Well, if the big, brave earth guys are scared of you man-eating horse people, I could take you home through the caves, babe.
Well, let's hurry. I have to go. You impress me. Can you get up?
Oh, I think so. Nothing feels broken.
How about this?
Ow! Oh. Like anyone could hear me!
Joe! Rope! You know, it's like you're hurting my hairy, foul breath ears, dude.
Don't make him angry.
No, but my shoulder is either broken or missing. Luckily, the bleeding stopped. Here, and here, and... nope, that one's still pumping out.
Can you walk?
If I keep bleeding, I could float.
Gaff is going to take us to my palace.
Your palace?
Well, unless yours is closer.
I think I can make it.
Okay, come on.
Man, you're making a mess.
It looks like we're going hungry tonight. Either dinner has found refuge in one of the caves or the wind's giving them off. We could send out a search party when the storm's over, but it looks pretty hopeless.
Ah, I've had it with this hunting and gathering stuff. We never have enough to eat.
Just to think, all the tender, juicy, two-legged critters we could possibly want are just furlongs away inside the city.
Well, that's it.
What? Where? I didn't see anything.
Why didn't I think of this before?
What?
We can turn the city into a pen. We can herd and farm the two-legs and eat them whenever we feel like it. All we have to do is conquer them.
Oh, I don't know.
What are you afraid of? They put their pants on one leg at a time, just like us.
Yeah, that's just dead. It takes us twice as long.
Yeah, well, we'll just put our pants on before we storm the ramparts. How's that?
Perfect.
Sacrifice to the war gods. Prepare the orgy. Get everyone armed and ready. We attack at dawn.
In a moment, the Hollywood Theater of the Ear will return with The Moon Maid. This is NPR, National Public Radio. And now, David Rashi, Richard Kind, and Avery Schreiber in Act Two of The Moon Maid.
I don't know what day it is anymore. Commander Julian Five of the USS Barzum reporting. Have been dropped by the wind from about 300 feet in the air. Too much nonspecific pain all over my body for me to determine whether anything's broken. Was saved from the wind by Nahila, a beautiful, scantily clad princess, and Orthas of all people. The bear man Gapf has guided us to Nahila's place, where we await the king.
Who's he talking to?
I have no idea.
His mommy.
Orphan
Sissy.
Boys, boys, my father will arrive any minute. You don't want him to see you fighting, do you?
Well, I don't know.
No, you don't. Trust me. He doesn't like fighting in the throne room.
Or necking, huh?
You remember that, do you, Gap?
Babe, how could I forget, you know? He had me sent, like, directly to the torture chamber.
Oh, poor Gap. When I'm queen, I'll make it up to you.
Cool. Hey, when do you ascend the throne?
Oh, maybe never. For one thing, my father doesn't want to retire, though the old poop is as senile as they come. For another, the evil Kota is trying to turn the entire kingdom against our family.
Is Kota a bear, too?
Is that a problem?
No, of course not. No, some of my favorite people are bears.
Like who?
Oh, Yogi, Winnie, Smokey, Teddy, bunch of guys from Chicago.
Oh, man, you know, your blood is stained the princess's lovely marble floors.
I can only clot so fast.
Kota is a nobleman whose popularity is on the rise. He wants me for his bride.
Well, that can't be good.
Well, actually, he's very handsome.
But poor?
Rich enough to finance his own army.
But evil.
Well, I've always had a bad boy fetish.
Some things don't change no matter where you are.
Beg pardon?
So you're going to marry this Kota?
Of course not. He's evil. Oh, such a bad, bad boy.
You know, princess, you know, I have my dark side, too.
It is my majesty, the king!
Hi, Daddy.
Where the hell were you last night?
I was out frolicking innocently with the monkey people.
Yeah.
But then we were chased by the vulture people. Mm. Fortunately, they were scared off by the wolf people, but then I got lost and was captured by the horse people.
Mm.
They were going to eat me, but these two earth people saved me. Well, more or less.
It was a team effort.
We made it to the cave of the bear people, and Gaps got us home.
Yo, Your Majesty, it's good to see you looking...
So, where's the booze?
Yeah, silence. As I'm saying this. Now, you're grounded, young lady.
Daddy!
There's extra insurance. Put this on.
A chastity belt?
It's a special design. It's a little guillotine thingy in there.
Daddy!
Somebody give me a pencil.
Here, sire. Take mine. Don't take mine.
Thanks. See?
Whoa.
Oh, man. Oh, God, it hurts.
Oh, Gaps. Yeah, oh, more time. Claws.
Sorry,
there you are. You've impressed me.
Oh, have a good rest, bro.
Your father made me battle the giant orangutan and then tossed me into the pool to pit my strength against the octosquid.
How'd you make out?
Well, I lost the first fight, and I don't know about the second. I was unconscious through... most of it.
Oh, so you did manage to get a little shy. That's very good, man.
Cool. Yeah, I don't think the king likes me very much.
It's nothing personal.
Yeah. It's just a form of harmless entertainment.
There's not much around this burg by way of diversion.
Yeah, small town,
Yeah, still in
there. Princess! Kota and his minions are attacking the palace.
Kota? The evil prince who wants to marry you?
Really? He's here?
Just outside the gate.
How do I look?
Ravishing, my lady, as always.
Babe, I would have to agree totally.
Gap, call out the palace militia. Guard, secure the turret.
Oh,
at
yes.
Once, my baby.
Well, did you have a thing with him, too?
Help me with my armor, please.
You're dodging the question, princess.
Did I have a thing with the guard?
No, claws.
I should take offense at your tone.
No, I'm just saying that he's good-looking and he clearly appreciates you.
If he didn't, my father would have his head.
There is that aspect.
Look, can you throw a spear?
I can command a spacecraft.
Sure. Through the ether, I've heard it. Can you do anything useful?
I'm brave and fearless and even a tad foolhardy.
Great. Go stand outside just in front of the palace gates and don't let anybody in.
Oh, what if they ask nicely?
Nobody, especially not Kota.
At once. My princess. Hey, Sikan.
Yes, you may come out now, one they call Orthus.
Oh, I must have another kiss, princess.
Very well. You're lucky you have that bad boy thing going for you.
Hey, you gotta use what you got.
Take me, you animal. Oh, better undress me first. The besiegers are at the gates. This may be the last time for both of us. Better make the most of it. Forgot about the chastity belt.
Step aside, fool!
I'll not, nay, till the fires of hell consume me and the beasts of the jungle cavort lasciviously in the streets.
Very well. Gaff, run him through.
Gaff, is it you?
Uh-oh.
I thought you were on the side of the princess.
I would be, but these guys outnumber us like 3-1.
Kota, how could you ally yourselves with these bear people against your own kind?
We're running on a campaign of diversity.
Really?
Multiculturalism is the wave of the future.
We're trying that on my planet, but it's a rocky road.
You've got to start somewhere.
You mean me? Here? Now?
Why not you? Why not here? Why not now?
Okay, sign me up.
No problem. And here are some of our position papers on current issues.
I see transportation's priority.
With this many horse people, it has to be.
There's nothing in your budget for a space program.
Nobody believes in outer space yet. First things first.
Good point. Where do I sign?
Anybody got a pen?
No, afraid not.
Oh, that's okay. Here, hold still.
Ow! You didn't have to do that. I'm bleeding already here and here.
In here.
That's right, he is.
Oh, blood is a classy way to sign things. It holds up better in court, too.
Oh, but we can't get a reputation for bleeding our citizens. At least not yet.
Wait a minute. You're evil.
Ah, that is a potentially actionable statement.
And since you're evil, I absolutely cannot allow you to attack this palace.
Can I attack it?
No, not today.
Run him through.
Hold still while I run you through.
Wait. I'm in love with the princess.
Good. Let's both run him through.
You have bombs? Why do you people bother with spears when you have bombs?
We believe in organic warfare.
I know nothing of this. Gaff, what do you make of the fire rocks that explode?
You mean the bombs.
Where did you learn to make them?
Oh, they were created by he who conquers.
He who who?
As soon as we take over this city of Lathi, he who conquers and his minions will take us over.
Why didn't you mention this before?
We never asked.
You made a deal with the new conqueror?
I like his stance on housing.
Our warriors are scattering.
Oh, we have no defense against the fire rocks.
Would you two excuse me? I just need to go save the princess.
No! Hold him!
Ow! Not so tight.
Hold out, the prisoner bleeds.
Still? No wonder I feel faint.
I'll make him bleed. So, this pretender wants me to waste my men, taking over the city, and then he thinks he's just gonna step in and rule.
Actually, I think he's stepping in now.
Just say stop.
I'm sorry.
You can get off my back now.
Nonsense. In time, all your people will grow to love being ridden by me and my kind.
As soon as I figure out how to make those fire rocks, I'll be nibbling on your kind's insides. And don't claim your flesh is poison. I ate one of your toenail clippings and nothing happened.
Who are you?
That's Orthas, a filthy traitor. Ow! Ow! Scotty, would you quit stabbing me?
I am he who conquers.
Yes, but who really?
I am called Orthas. It means whatever I say goes.
It's very impressive.
I'd have to agree.
Woohoo! You impressed me! You impressed me! I'm up here on the rampart!
Yes, my princess. I see you.
Something just blew up.
Yes, my princess.
Have you conquered those ruffians yet?
That's taking a bit longer than expected.
Surrender, princess!
You impress me. He wouldn't say that if he were conquered.
He's not conquered quite yet, my princess.
Orthas? Is that you? But I just... go away. There's nothing for you here.
Pretend no more, princess. Open the gates and take your rightful place at my side.
Stop shelling my palace, Orthas. You and me were fun for a while, but now I kind of have something going with you. Impress me.
You have something going with me?
For now.
Please! He's nearly dead. I've never seen anybody bleed so much.
Wicket! The walls are weakening!
That's the point.
Princess, open the gate because I'm starving.
If you're that hungry, just eat the prisoner.
Oh, you wretched beast.
The prisoner looks disgusting. I think that's gangrene in his shoulder.
Oh, no.
You may be right.
And all that blood's got to be stale by now.
You impress me. Why aren't they dispersing?
They are a fierce and rugged enemy, princess.
All right, men and horses. Horsemen. Men, horses. Make ready to attack the palace once and for all.
Disregard that last one.
How dare you?
I am in command here, and I say, men, make ready to attack the palace.
Hold your fire. Tobago, what treachery?
Who's in charge here? You guys and me.
Actually, me. Make ready to attack the palace.
Nobody's moving.
Why do you defy me?
We're waiting to see if anybody else wants to chime in.
I am in command, and I say, go home to your wives and children.
Oh, my God.
Not again.
Hey, who threw the spear at my prisoner?
I did. I was aiming for Orthis. Sorry you impressed me.
It's okay. It was an honest mistake.
Fire!
Hey, you made a hole in the wall, you bastards.
A hole? Really?
No, not really. Not hole. No hole. Just kidding.
Orthis, that was our last fire rock.
Really? Oh, geez. Oh, boy. I guess I'll just have to bluff it. Princess!
If you do not surrender, you will force me to use my most savage weapon.
What is it?
Launch this at the princess.
What's this? A giant fishbowl?
Open it and tremble in fear.
Yes, this drawing is surely quite terrifying.
That is a nuclear missile. With just one of these, I could wipe the moon out of existence.
Woohoo! Scary!
You impressed me. Did you see this?
Mister.
You see the fins, huh? Huh? They help with vice spring.
Impressive. So, why'd you throw a drawing at me? Why not just wipe me out?
It's your one final chance to marry me.
Marry you? What for? Remember the incident with the chastity belt? The little guillotine?
It's the principle of the thing.
No, princess. Guard your honor to the last.
Guard my honor?
Don't let me die.
Hate to break it to you, but...
Where is this nuclear missile?
I could build it in less than 1 week.
Enough! Enough fire rocks! Enough missiles! Storm the gates and kill Orthis, too.
But he's the only one who knows how to make more fire rocks.
There's no time for that. Charge!
For real this time?
Yes, for real!
Oh.
You missed! Whoever threw that.
Who did I hit?
Me?
You impressed me. Are you okay?
I think I'm bleeding.
No! Storm the gates!
Princess...
Julian!
With my last ounce of strength, I scaled these ramparts so that I might die at your side.
But you promised to stop them.
I did my best.
Well, I guess that just wasn't good enough.
Yeah, and you didn't help by skewering with a spear.
Oh, now I suppose it's all my fault.
No, but I'm saying...
Surrender, princess!
Koga, how did you get up here?
This handy ladder.
Help me up, princess. I'll save you.
You may take me, but you'll never take me alive.
Yeah, I never tried it that way.
You sick monster, take that!
Oh, a dagger. I didn't see a dagger.
Die, scum.
Oh, princess, I'm taking over the city.
You, Gap?
Huh?
But you were so shy as a cub.
I could use a hand here.
I can see that I am the only one fit to lead, as long as you will rule by my side.
Stand next to me. We'll see how it feels.
How's that, cozy, huh?
Oh,
it was like foul treachery.
Treachery? Who's attacking whose palace?
Okay, never mind. I can get up on my own.
Gavago?
It is I, your conqueror.
I've gotten up on one knee.
Do not despair, princess.
How'd you make it up the ladder with those hooves?
No, it's really rough going. Now, please surrender. No.
Oh, I should have somebody clean this up.
Come with me, Nahila. And together, we can rule.
Or not.
Here I am, princess.
You impress me. Is that you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on a roll. And
oh, don't be. Now, what's another mortal wound, more or less?
Could you maybe roll over that way? I think I see more invaders.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I need my dagger back.
Yuck.
All right. I'm ready for you, you mutinous thugs.
What was that?
A fire rock. I hate those.
But Orthus ran out of them.
It came from the other side of the mountain. What is that? It looks like a gigantic flying pig.
Now available in three new delicious fruit flavors.
It's a warning of some kind. So rude.
Wait a minute. That must
look for
be...
details inside specially marked packages.
That's the foulest language I've ever heard. Watch your tongue! You're in the presence of a princess!
Hold the pickle. Hold the letters. Special orders. Don't upset us.
Just come down and say that to my face, you worm!
Ensign Norton, is that you?
Hi, Commander Julian. We've come to rescue you.
Oh, Norton, you'd better adjust your universal translator setting before you start another war down here.
Oh, sorry, sir. Hey, I fixed the engine, Commander.
Yes.
This is a beautiful palace. Looks like there was a war going on, though. Lieutenant West wasn't much help. It was like he wasn't even interested in rescuing you. Hey, Commander, you're bleeding.
A little.
Let's go home, sir.
Yes, let's. Oh, my princess.
Wow. He's getting down on his knees.
That's because I can't stand up.
The buffoon just said wow to me.
Oh, yeah. It means he's impressed.
A relative of yours?
No. Why?
Well, your names are so similar.
Oh, Princess. Come to Earth. Come to Earth with me, please. I love you.
I don't know if I could ever get used to your world. You impress me.
Oh, but Princess, I will be there. I and my undying... love.
Your love may be immortal, but you look like your body's about ready to quit.
Oh.
Besides, here, I'm a princess. Just look at this palace.
Norton, are we through rescuing people yet?
Hello. Who is this?
Lieutenant West, ma'am. At your service.
West. Could you get me a Band-Aid?
Commander Julian, West didn't help rebuild the ship at all.
It's a little bit gay.
How could I? So racked was I with fear that we lost you that I could barely lift a finger to do anything.
And just a teensy dab of iodine.
Oh, I don't believe a word you're saying.
What?
You impress me. Is this one coming with us?
Lieutenant West is one of our finest officers.
Oh.
In fact, with the demise of Lieutenant Orthus, he is our only officer. Oh, and West, if you could spare an aspirin. Oh, my God.
Strap me in, because I'm going Earth!
Excuse me, I was distracted a moment. I just noticed the water's up to our ankles. Did you say something?
Yes. What happened next? You obviously survived your wounds.
Not entirely, no.
Well, did you bring the Moon Maid back to Earth?
Not right away, no.
What do you mean you didn't survive entirely? Why didn't you bring the Moon Maid back home?
Well, it was like this. We seemed to have two insurmountable obstacles. On the one hand, I was leaking blood, and on the other, the ship was leaking fuel.
Mm.
We couldn't even turn back to the moon, and I was at death's door. Not alone that, but Norton snapped and started chasing us all over the bar zone with a straight razor.
You were doomed.
That was my assessment. This water is freezing.
And the love of God, Julian, you have only seconds to tell me what happened.
The princess came up with an absolutely brilliant idea. And when we heard it, we flew immediately into action. Well, West flew and I limped.
And then...
You have been listening to The Moon Maid by Emmett Laverde, based on a novel by Edgar Rice Burroughs. You have heard Ira Burton as Edgar Rice Burroughs, David Rashi as Julian, Stephen Markle as Norton, James Otis as West, Richard Kind as Orthus, Lorna Raver as the computer, Avery Schreiber as Gavago, Melissa Greenspan as Nahila, Tom Towles as Gap, and Stefan Rudnicki as Kota.